Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the fourth day of Nisan, Tovshin Pei Beis. Masechta Klaim, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Dalet. Haneteya Shtei Shurois Shel Kishoyim. If a person plants two rows of gourds or cucumbers, Shtei Shurois Shel Deloim, and two rows of pumpkins, Shtei Shurois Shel Pelamitzri, another two rows of the Egyptian bean. And between each of these kinds, he has a furrow. He has a trench, that's a dugout trench, that's mafsik, that's separating the different species. Mutar, that is permitted. That's because each set of two rows looks like a field on its own. And there's no kolom. It doesn't look like there's a hecker. There's already a recognition that there's no kolom. But Shuroshel Kishoim, if there's only one row of these cucumbers, Shuroshel Tulum, only one row of pumpkins, Shuroshel Perlamitsu, and only one row of the Egyptian bean, then even though you've got a trench separating between each species, Osur, it is prohibited. And that's because the leaves of these three kinds will mix and intermingle, and because there's only one row of each kind, it looks like they've been sown cologne. Very often these things depend on looks, on marasayin, and the Chachomim forbade it. Shurosh shel kishuim, shurosh shel deloim, shurosh shel polamitzri, v'shurosh shel kishuim. What happens if you have the outer row was one of cucumbers? In the middle you had a row of pumpkins and another row of Egyptian bean. And then the outer row was again one of cucumbers. Is this going to be okay or not? And here we find a machlokes. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, he says it's permitted. Why? Rabbi Eliezer's of the opinion that since you've got the outer and the two outer rows on the extremes are comprising plants of cucumbers, even though they're not next to each other, we view them as if they were next to each other, and we say, this fella has got a field of cucumbers. And in between, he's got a row of Egyptian bean and a row of pumpkin. So it's as if you have these separate species sown or planted in a field that belongs to the in the field of cucumbers. And therefore that's permitted. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, a person whose field was sown with vegetables or herbs and he wants to sow another type of herb in it, he can. However, the Chachamim say no, there's no way this is permitted. They say that we do not view the two rows, the outer one and the two outer rows of kishuim of cucumbers, as if they're next to each other. They do not constitute a field of kishuim. And therefore, by putting the two other kinds in middle, having the Egyptian bean and the pumpkins in between, that surely is an irbuv. That's called a mixture. And the Chachamim made a gzera of kiloim, that it's that because of kiloim on this type of plantation, you cannot do this. Mishnah Hay. Our Mishnah is going to tell us that it's permitted to sow two different species without any distancing, if one can organize the leaves of each species to turn the other side away from each other. Says the Mishnah, Noteya Odom Kishus Adlaz, a person can plant even cucumbers and pumpkins, which have long leaves, Losoch Guma Achas, in one cavity, without any distancing between the two rows, as long as Ovilvad, Shetahe Zoi Noitel Tzadachas, Bezer Noitel Tzadze, Bezer Noitel Tzadze, Bezer Noitel Tzadze. As long as you arrange that the leaves of the cucumber plants will be turning to one side and the leaves of the pumpkins will turn to the other side. The Noita Seor Shel Zerlachan, Veser Shel Zerlachan, and one turns the hairs or the tops of these leaves on one side of the one plant to the other, to one side, and the other to the other side. Now, this really is the same as what it just said. In fact, some don't even have the girsa on this Mishnah, these extra words. But the idea of the Mishnah is basically that since you've turned the leaves away from each other, there is clearly a hecker, there is a recognition, a sign that there is no mixture intended or no mixture here. And even though there is no distance that was kept between the two species, it's not kalim. Shekol ma she'osru chachamim le'gozru elam epnei marasayin. Because whenever the chachamim made something osru, and they said, this is osru because we call it kalim, they only did it where there is marasa ayin, where appearances look like they've been sewn together. That's because mina Torah, there is no prohibition of kilayim unless the two species were sewn literally in their hand, in one hand throw in the ground together. That's the only time that mina Torah, the one is over the issur of kilayim of mixing the seeds. But if the seeds are not mixed each other, mixed with each other when you planted them, even though they're sown next to each other, right close up next to each other, that's permitted. The Chachomim, however, said, no, we don't want you to do that because of Maris Ayin. People will start saying, oh, he sowed kilayim, he sowed it together. And therefore, whenever there is a hekir, whenever there is a clear recognition that they have not been sown together in a mixture, such as this case that we just said where you turn the leaves on each side, the Chachomim did not make a gezerah.